Blog Talk Radio.
Because it's wreckable, all right?
I'm gonna make you rich, Bud Fox.
Yeah. I am not a destroyer of companies. I am a liberator of them. This turkey is totally brain dead.
Business is business. You keep on buying. Dilute the son of a bitch.
Not a question of enough, pal. It's a zero-sum game. Somebody wins, somebody loses.
Well, in my book, you either do it right, or you get eliminated.
I gave you your manhood, I gave you everything!
Capitalism at its finest.
Money never sleeps.
Oh, yeah! Hoo-cha! Thank you for joining the Native Broadcast Network. I am your host, the Native Guy, yes! And we're happy to bring you another installation of the Native Guy Show on the Native Broadcast Network here on the Blog Talk Radio airwaves. You know, we got a great guest who's joining our show today. He is an author. He co-authored this book, actually, on a subject that, well, we just played some good little quotes from the movie there to start the show to get you a little familiar with what we're going to talk about. But that movie, Wall Street, I got a chance to take a look at it and watch it and get an enjoyment. But it's not necessary because this book that we're going to talk about, it has a little bit to do with the character Gordon Gekko. You know, Gordon Gekko said, greed is good. But our authors, they're actually going to do a little spin on what Gordon Gekko is talking about. They wrote a book. You know, it's about success. We all want to have success. Success is something all want. And today we're going to discuss this topic about this book. How can you write a book about success on a guy who talks about greed is good? It's called Gordon Gekko, CEO, The Winning Attitude for Success. So why do you want to do that? Why did they write this book? Well, research indicates that a simple turn in attitude will make a difference in the world. Whether it's your health, having a better relationship, or furthering your careers, attitude drives so many different aspects of our lives. We even found that people with positive attitudes make more money. That's a quote from our guest, as they're going to talk a little bit more about that, you know. But as we have success advance regarding steps, one another take when faced with certain obstacles and opportunities, how it can benefit others, how to think a little differently about business, you know. And we do want to know that sacrifice in success is required a lot. And, you know, we got to know, are you in it for the short term or the long term, which are key things, as I've got to know those phrases a lot in the terms of economics. So who is our guest and why is he going to let us know a little bit about this book called Gordon Gekko, CEO, The Winning Attitude for Success? Well, his name is Doug Hess. He attained his bachelor's degree in political science and has a master's degree in human resource development from Indiana State. Doug works full-time for a nonprofit headquartered in Madison, Wisconsin. He worked in the financial services industry since 1995 and has worked in marketing sales for that industry since 2004. Mr. Hess is also an adjunct faculty member where he teaches in the School of Business for several local colleges and universities. Among Doug's other achievements, he co-authored this book that we're going to talk about, Gordon Gekko, CEO, Lessons from Wall Street for a Winning Attitude, which was published in 2012 and has given talks about the country relating to the concepts discussed in this book. So what is this book about to want to know? Again, we alluded to it a little bit. Everyone wants to be successful, but not everyone is prepared with the right attitude to gain success. In the book, Gordon Gekko, the authors Dave and Doug, they'll talk to through various scenarios one will face as they seek success. Whether you're starting your own company or seeking advancement and recognition with your current employer, this book will help prepare you to face the various challenges presented to you with the right attitude and actions that yield success. Filled with outstanding advice regarding steps one should take when faced with certain obstacles and opportunities, and concluding with a representation of how your success benefits others, Gordon Gekko, CEO, is perfect for anyone seeking professional advancement. That is an overview of the book of Gordon Gekko, CEO, Lessons from Wall Street for a Winning Attitude. If you haven't figured out the name of the book yet, that's what it is. It is authored, co-authored by David L. Bowman and Douglas E. Hess, who is our guest today. And we're going to welcome our great and wonderful guest, Doug Hess. Welcome to the Native Broadcast Network.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm really excited to have a conversation with you today.
Awesome, man. We're very happy that you are here and you're joining us. Looks like we get a little feedback here. Let me get that. And, you know, Doug, you picked a great topic, as we mentioned on the outset, looking to the many articles about success. One of the key things that I focused on is attitude, and that's what you kind of write about in this book. And one of the key things that I bet when you were researching this book is it was a whole lot of fun, wasn't it?
Well, yes and no, depending on how you want to look at that. You know, it's like anything else. It was really fun, and we were able to dig deep and cover a lot of things, and some things kind of, surprised us in the process. But anybody that's ever written a book, and this is Dave and I's first attempt, there was days that we wanted to, I have to be honest with you, give up, pull our hair out, and think, who in the world wanted to start this crazy adventure of writing a book? So we had a mixed bag of blessings, if you will, on this adventure. But overall, at the end, we were very proud of our work. And overall, it was a very fun project to work on. But I'm going to be honest, there was days that we were questioning our sanity and whether or not we were doing the right thing.
I understand that, questioning our sanity sometimes, because some of the things as I was researching on this book, and I want to ask you, what can you really tell us how you and your co-author came up with using this movie Wall Street, which is a great movie by Oliver Stone, by the way, as a way to write a book on success?
Yeah, well, I have to be honest, Dave and I are both big fans of the movie Wall Street. I know that there's a culture or a quote, if you will, that really loved that book and really liked the character Gordon Gekko, played by Michael Douglas. Matter of fact, he won the Academy Award for playing Gordon Gekko in the movie. And it was just one of those, it was just a movie that both of us really fell in love with and really enjoyed. But what we wanted to do was take that and flip it around and say, you know what, we can put in a lot of hard work. We don't have to win at all costs and still get ahead. I mean, so what we wanted to do was take this that a lot of people look at as an evil character and kind of flip it around and use some of his quotes and his ideas and not use them as bad, but flip them around and use them as more of a positive role model. And it was a fun process, I have to admit. And matter of fact, listening to the intro at the very beginning, listening to some of the clips that you had, we had watched that movie so many times that those clips were going, I was almost saying them word for word by verbatim, just because we had really dug so deep into that movie.
So what else can you tell us
about this movie. Is success something that happens instantly as we watch? You know, what are some of the aspects of the book that you really want to share with us, which can help us
to add to our personal why we want to add this to our personal library?
Sure. Chapter one really starts off, every dream has a price. And I really think that's where the heart, not only of that movie was about, but really the heart of our book is. And it really talks about sacrifice. Are you willing to sacrifice to what it takes in order to achieve whatever dream or whatever goal that you want? And I think so many times somebody has a dream or somebody has a goal and they say, yep, I've got what it takes. And then when the rubber meets the road, that's where a lot of people get they get lost in the shuffle, if you will. They're willing to quit because they don't know how close they are to really achieving their dream, because all they see is obstacles. All they see is roadblocks in their way. And they really don't have their mindset or their heart into something to be able to see those roadblocks as something just temporary, something that's just a setback. And instead of going around it, over or through it, figuring a way through it, most people want to give up and just stop. And so really, the book is really about talking about motivation, but it's really also talking about sacrifice. Do you have what it takes to get to that next level? We all have dreams. We all have goals. But do we all have the heart and the dedication to see them to where we really envision them to be at?
And that's a good point that you make, because our goals are important, especially as a student of business as I am. Career management is important, and making goals are important, setting goals, because you mentioned on several of the interviews that I've listened to you on about short-term goals. Those are a lot of economic terms right there. And about these goals, you know, success doesn't happen overnight. It's something that you have to work on, like you alluded to in chapter one. You know, every dream has a price, and you're talking about sacrifice. So another thing that you brought out in chapter two is about money never sleeps. You know, tell us a little bit about that. How did you use that quote to emphasize success and how we can work toward it? Because it's important.
Yeah.
Why we this book, correct?
Yes. You know, and the term money never sleeps is really associated with Gordon Gekko, that, you know, no matter where you're at, you know, if you're looking at from the movie standpoint, even though the U.S. stock markets are closed, you know, Europe and Asia is in the process. So money never sleeps in that process. And basically how we defined it in this book is, don't sit on your laurels. Just don't sit back and think, oh, you know, I got a great idea, or things are moving in the right direction, so I'm just going to kind of sit back and let success take care of itself. And so basically what we're talking about in chapter two, that money never sleeps, is you have to get out there and you have to constantly be working at it, basically night and day. You know, it's okay to power off or power down from time to time. It's okay to power down, but you can't really power off, especially in today's economy and today's market that's out there. That you have to be almost working around the clock. And I know sometimes people get a little touchy about that, because they talk about, well, when am I going to have time for my family? When am I going to have time for myself? When am I going to have time for other things? And we understand that. And really it becomes a balancing act, you know, and you have to determine for yourself. And this is something I think is so important, that it doesn't matter so much what I say or anybody else says. It's what you believe yourself. And where you want to draw those lines, where do you want to draw those boundaries? Because I could sit up here and I could give you statistics after statistics about this or that, but it really comes down to you as an individual. How much are you willing to put in? How much are you willing to go? Are you willing to go the extra mile? Are you willing to do what needs to be done in order to get to that level? And I'm going to say that most people, I would say, don't. They don't have what it takes to go to that extra mile. I think we all want to be successful. But when we realize how much work goes into being successful, that's where a lot of people stop. It's kind of like with sports with kids. You know, how many times have you seen somebody that says, oh, I want to play in the major league, or I want to do this, or I want to do that, I want to be a professional athlete. And then you say, all right, in order to do that, you have to do this, 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 and this every single day, go out there and practice and da-da-da-da. And then people go, that sounds like a lot of work. I don't want to put that much effort into it. And I think that's how some adults are too, especially when they have dreams of starting a business or a startup company that they might have. Do they really have what it takes to take it to that next step, to that next level?
That's a good point that you make, because I want to ask you, I've got some friends who, you, because I've been going to school and finishing here with my degree in business, they want to come up to me and tell me about their business plans and everything like that. But the thing that really strikes me is they want to have this instant success. But right. After I start talking to them, you know, like the points you made, they kind of, wait a minute, I don't want to put all that work into it. And then they just lose hope. And what are some of the things that you can really help elude people in your book that helps some kind of those things? Because that's one of the things I do run into. And perhaps right. You do as well when you're teaching.
Absolutely. And the first thing that I tell people, or my students, is be honest with yourself. And what's funny is students will laugh. And I say, no, I'm serious. Be honest with yourself. You've got to ask yourself the tough questions. You have what it takes. Are you willing to, you know, put yourself out on a limb? Are you willing to, in a sense, become vulnerable to other people, to criticism? And if the answer is no, then I'm going to tell you that you probably don't want to walk down this path or go down this road, because you're probably not going to be very successful. And I'm not saying that to be mean or to crush anybody. I'm saying that so they can be honest with themselves in that process. And I can't stress enough, you have to be honest to yourself, you know, and you don't have to necessarily be honest to others. I mean, you should be. I'm not trying to tell you to lie or anything like that. But when people are talking to you, you can be a little bit more reserved. But when you're having that conversation with yourself, is this really the dream that I have? Is this really the path that I want to go? Is this really the business I want to start? You know, you have to really ask yourself some deep questions. And if you can answer yes to those, then you have a better shot, I'm going to argue, of being successful. But if you have hesitation or you just don't feel like your heart's in it, you're probably going to be setting yourself up for failure. So the best advice I could say is be honest with yourself.
That is a key focal point. You know, I was thinking again back to my career management class, and one of the first things that we learned about success is we have to be honest with ourselves. If we're not honest with ourselves, yep. We're going to not have that success, because the thing they talk about in career management, and maybe you can allude to this, is the positive self-talk, you know, that you have to have, especially for success. That's key, do you think? And so as we're talking about, we have Doug Hess, who has joined our episode today. He's talking about his book, he co-authored, Gordon Gekko, CEO, Lessons from a Wall Street for Winning Attitude. How can we use these kind of information, especially in this book that you're helping us, and those who are listening, how can we use these kind of things, you know, because at one point in the movie, Gordon Gekko says, it's time to go to work. How can we use that to help us in our winning attitude?
Well, it's no different than the movie than what we're going to say in the book. You know, he says it's time to go to work. And basically, our interpretation of that is there is a time to dream, there's a time to plan, and then there's a time to really let the rubber meet the road. And are you serious about this? Are you serious about whatever it is, launching a business, whatever the case might be? And I think there's so many times some people just talk about it, and then there's others that talk about it and then actually put that into action. And it's time to, like Gordon Gekko says, it's time to get to work. Go ahead and make yourself vulnerable. And I think that's probably the hardest thing for most people to do, is to open themselves up to where others can criticize or point out what they did wrong. And that's what I think really terrifies a lot of people and really separates, if you will, the winners from the losers in the process. Is, you know, are you willing to put yourself out there? Are you willing to really get to work and make your dreams become a reality? Or are you just going to be the one to really sit back and just keep talking about something? And that kind of leads me into our next point in the book, is you kind of hold yourself accountable. You know, the talk is, you know, kind of cheap. We all have our dreams. We all have our goals. But you really really have to get down to the nitty-gritty and really start measuring, setting yourself up for actual achievement. And that is saying, not only, it's kind of like what I tell students, how many of you have talked about wanting to receive a degree, and you go, I want to receive my bachelor's degree. Well, that's a great goal, but how are you going to hold yourself accountable? You need to say, I'd like to get my bachelor's degree by X date, whatever that date is. So at any point in the next 4 years in that cycle, you can kind of measure and see where you are in that process and see if you're going to meet that deadline and hold yourself accountable in that aspect. So I think that's a couple things that people need to do. Is one is to, once they got all their stuff in order, go out there and really get to work, as Gordon Gekko say. And then the other thing is make sure that they're holding themselves accountable by being able to measure themselves with realistic goals.
Goals. Key word is goals. So let's talk about one of these points that we have and regarding steps that we take when we're having obstacles in our lives. So how do you think success, our own success in life, how does it help benefit others? That's a point that we want to talk about.
Well, anytime that somebody does something positive, whether they open up a business, it's going to help others because you're creating a giving somebody what they want, a need, creating that that need and that want. But you're also helping others by maybe employing others, giving them a job. And thirdly, the other thing that I would say is that you're also encouraging others to pursue their dream as well. Because I don't know how many times, and at first it kind of floored me, this being the first book, and when I'd go out and I'd be speaking to different groups and organizations, it never ceased to amaze me when somebody would come up and say, hey, Doug, do you just have a couple minutes? I, too, have an idea for a book, and I just wanted to kind of run it past you and talk about being a very humbling experience. I didn't realize how much that I was really inspiring others to pursue their dreams based on something that I did with Dave, who's the co-author of the book. And so that was a very humbling experience. And it was something that I have to be completely honest with. Still to this day, it's hard to kind of to accept that by writing one little book, in my humble opinion, was able to influence or motivate somebody else to achieve their dreams. And that was to motivate them to write a book as well.
That's a wonderful feeling that you bring out there, because it is the key, because we're all looking to help. That's the key thing that I've learned in my study of business, is we're there to provide a service and help those who were, you know. So you pointed this book as a winning attitude. You're taking lessons from a movie and basing them on an outline to help us succeed, or the reader to succeed. And that's the key thing about why we take these opportunities to grow. And so how do we tell our listeners that while sacrifices are required, what are some of the things we want to understand and learn about these sacrifices to develop a winning attitude?
Sure. When you make your sacrifices, you're going to have to make some tough choices. You know, the example that we give in the book is, assume that you're a single parent. It doesn't matter if you're male or female, but you're a single parent, and you want to go back to college to receive your degree so you can either get a raise, get a better promotion, to better yourself and your family, et cetera. But at the same time, you're a single parent, and you might have to miss Johnny or Susie's swimming meet or their soccer or their baseball or ballerina or piano, et cetera, because you need to be in class, or maybe you need to study for a big exam, or you're writing a final paper, whatever the case might be. And so not only are you making a sacrifice for your family, but you also have to make some very tough choices. Is missing Johnny or Susie's activities in the short term better for my family long term, or is it better for me to miss class in order to support Johnny or Susie and their academics and their growth in that process? And what's really hard for some people is, I can't tell you what that right answer is. There is no right or wrong answer. It's what you have to decide that works best for you and what you're comfortable with. And so not only making sacrifices, but I think right underneath that comes making the tough decisions. If you want to have a goal, have a dream, pursue that goal and dream, that's the unfortunate side of this, is that you have to make tough decisions. And really, there's not a right or wrong answer in a lot of these decisions, but they're ones that kind of makes us feel bad or feel down in that process. Mm. But again, we're trying to achieve something greater than ourselves in that process.
And that is the key, because we do have to sacrifice a lot. Your points you made touched home because of me going back and finishing my education as I'm about to cross that finish line. There's been a lot of sacrifice, and there's been a lot of things, but that's been for the benefit. So I appreciated that you were willing to come and tell us a little bit about this, because that, first of all, it was a great movie. If you haven't seen it, Wall Street, directed by Oliver Stone. It's got some great people in there. But I want to ask you about this. The great line that I got out of the movie was toward the end. As we're getting toward the end of our program, let's get your thoughts on Carl Fox's last statement. Stop going for the easy buck and produce something in your life. Create instead of buying and selling of others. What did you think? Because that was a pretty powerful statement there. What do you think about that, and how can we tie that in? Was you able to tie that in?
Well, you know, to me, it really goes down to a quote that Walt Disney said. And he said, all dreams are possible if we simply have the courage to achieve them. And to me, that's exactly what it boils down to, is do we, you know, we can be talkers. We can have the greatest ideas in the world. But do we really have the courage to pursue those dreams? And to me, that's what it's all about. Do we have the courage to step forward, even though we're uncertain, there's no guarantees in life, we don't know if it's going to be the greatest thing since sliced bread or the Titanic and it's going to go down in a wreck. But do we have that courage to step forward? You know, are we going to get into the arena, you know, and make ourselves vulnerable to others, if you will? And I tell you what, sink or swim, I still think that's one of the best feelings that you can have, is that you tried it. So at least you're not sitting there in your 80s sitting on the front porch going, you know, I had an idea once and I could have. Well, now you've tried, you know, and not everybody's going to be successful. As you know, from your studies in business, a lot of businesses are going to fail within the first 5 years in business. But it's knowing that you tried, that you laid it all on the line. To me, that's what it's all about, laying it all on the line, giving it your best shot, knowing that at the end of the day that you gave 110%, and it was your best. And if it's successful, great. And if it's not, well, what did Thomas Edison say about the light bulb? I didn't fail 1,000 times. I just found 1,000 different ways how not to make a light bulb. I mean, that's all about positioning and getting your mind around it. You can look at it as a failure, or you can look at it as a learning opportunity.
Yes. And what an excellent point, because that goes clear into what we've been talking about, is this book about a winning attitude. So in our last 90 seconds that we have left, give us a quick summary, and where can we get a hold of this fabulous book?
Yeah, well, a quick summary is just, you know, it's really about motivation, and really whether you're looking for to start a business or going back to school, it's really about motivating you and getting you out there and saying that, you know, it's okay to take risks. You can get it at any major bookstore. Dave and I have found that it's the cheapest, that you can find it on Amazon. And so we're always trying to push people to the cheapest place, because we know things are tight out there. But Amazon is a great place. They can follow us on Twitter at Gordon Gekko CEO, or they can follow us on our Facebook page, simply Gordon Gekko CEO as well.
Excellent. And ladies and gentlemen, we thank you, Mr. Doug Hess, for joining us on the Native Broadcast Network. We have enjoyed this lively discussion about this book called Gordon Gekko CEO, Lessons from a Wall Street for a Winning Attitude. And once again, tell our listeners where they can find to pick up this book.
Yeah, they can find it at any major bookstore, but They can also pick it up at Amazon and just simply type in Gordon Gekko CEO and it should pop up.
All right. And we do thank you all for listening. We are going to let our guests go. And ladies and gentlemen, you have a great and wonderful day.